to Kid Craddock in the Morning with Kid.
My hair's very important to me. I'm glad I still have it.
Kelly.
Well, mine is all about me.
JC.
All right, tell you what, JC.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And Big Al.
All right, let's talk about Slumlord Millionaire, Big Al Mack.
Slumlord Millionaire. Yeah.
It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Boom, boom, boom. So Jimmy Kimmel did a takeoff on Bieber's Monkey last night.
Oh, really?
I mean, so stealing my material. I mean, so stealing it. I mean, here's what I mean by stealing my material. You're doing the same topic and doing a bit that's better than mine.
Right, yeah. Don't do that, Jimmy.
Yeah, cut that out. So, you know, we had the great, well, we couldn't get Elton, but we got Elfin John, who is the little people version of Elton John,
right,
to come in and sing the song to say goodbye to the monkey.
Good.
Oh, sorry.
Goodbye, old Jim Malley.
Yeah.
Though I never knew you at all, you were Justin Bieber's monkey until they got the call.
He got put in quarantine and stuff. Mm. So Kimmel did a takeoff on it last night. See if you like his better than mine.
So
Free Mally.
Free Mally.
That's the name of the monkey, yeah.
Who is that?
He's everywhere. Monkey's on the street.
That to me is a bit of a convoluted mess right there. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
That was Gary Allen, Kelly.
Who?
Gary Allen.
The country singer?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Kelly.
Keep up
with the music. What's the matter with you?
The only country music star I could probably identify right now is judging talent shows on TV.
Okay.
Blake.
Yeah. My boy.
And
that's it.
Keith Urban.
The ones that no one's ever heard of. All right, let's find out some TV ratings here. Because I know
like Shelton and Keith Urban.
I know you're into TV.
Yeah, I am.
I thought you meant the contestants. So.
Oh.
Okay. You're into TV, so let's see how some shows are doing. I'm going to give you some audience numbers here, and we can compare them. We need something to compare them to. So we've been told that our show in a week averages somewhere between 2 and 3 million listeners.
Whoa.
Viewers. Our TV show or radio?
Radio show.
Oh, okay.
Listeners.
Okay.
Dish Nation, the TV show we're on, I think is somewhere between 1.5 and 2 million viewers.
Yeah.
Okay. So compare those to these shows, and the ratings just came out.
Okay.
The Real World premiered on MTV. Huge, right?
It's supposed to be a crazy season this year.
They're in Portland. It's their 28th season of this franchise.
Man.
Have they been in Portland before?
No.
No. Seattle.
Oh, maybe. Probably.
Seattle, yeah.
So last season premiere, they did about 1.5 million. Pretty good.
Yeah.
This year, 700,000.
We beat the Real World?
We beat the Real World.
In your face, Real World.
The first season finale of Weed Country.
What's
on
that?
On Discovery. How do you not know what that is?
Yeah, it's a good show.
It's a show about weed, I'm guessing.
Why would I know what that is?
Weed Country? Aren't you the president of Weed Country?
At least a mayor.
It got just under 1 million viewers.
Okay.
The first season finale of 1600 Penn on NBC got about 2 million viewers.
White House?
The Easter Beagle, Charlie Brown, that beat all those. It got 2.5 million.
Oh, really? Brown's still killing it in the rainy?
The third season finale of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Kelly, got only 2.1 million viewers.
Oh, is that good for them?
No.
The fifth season finale of Real Housewives of Atlanta got 3 million viewers.
See,
here's my real quick on that.
Atlanta brings it.
Because I DVR all of that. And if you DVR, does this... Okay, this is my little stupid question. You have to watch it within a certain amount of time for the show to get credit for it.
Correct.
But see, like me, I just sit there and do a marathon on the weekends so I can get back to back. So I think more people are actually watching, just delayed. Well, but they don't get credit for it is the problem.
That's one theory.
Do you have the season premiere of The Game on there?
Well, hang on. Second season finale of Whitney.
Yeah.
3 million viewers. Never seen it.
That show, I watched about 10 minutes of it. It's unbelievably vulgar. Unbelievably vulgar. And it's on prime time, which is really shocking how loose they've gotten.
It's just one sex joke after another.
Yeah, but way less vulgar than she normally is.
Yeah, but this is primetime viewing when the family's supposed to be able to sit around the TV and watch the TV together. No, it's just completely out the window.
You need to forget about
it. It's shocking.
You need to forget that network TV is safe during primetime. It's not anymore.
Not anymore.
And the reason is there's plenty of channels to choose from. And if you want safe family programming,
go to Disney.
You can go directly there. And so the onus is no longer on the network to do that
for
your
kids. It's pretty shocking. It's pretty shocking. And it's not, it's off-putting. I don't, you know.
Yeah, Raising Hope.
Oh, yeah, the one with the baby.
Third season finale did 3.7 million viewers.
Wow.
It lost out to Game of Thrones on Showtime. You have to pay for that, or HBO.
Sorry, for the first time this past weekend, I guess. I think it was a season finale.
It was the third season premiere. So it's the opposite of what you said.
That's normally what I do.
But you said it first.
Yeah.
Maybe he was watching the marathon building up to the premiere and saw the finale from last season,
Whatever she put on.
Al, what else can you tell us about Game of Thrones that's wrong?
A lot of black people.
Yeah, tons of black people. Games of Thrones had 4.4 million viewers on HBO. That was its biggest audience ever, and I feel like I'm missing out. I'm not watching this show. I've never been a fan of medieval stuff.
Me neither.
And it looks cool.
And I mean, it's violent. Man.
And very salacious.
And sexy, too.
Yeah, I had never seen it.
Isn't the main character a little person?
It was this past week.
You know the main girl whose hair's real blonde and she almost looks albino. She's a brunette in real life. She was the one that's been dating Seth MacFarlane.
Recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen the show. I'm going to watch it. The first season finale of this new show called The Neighbors. That's the couple in New Jersey with the kids, and they live next door to aliens.
This is the weirdest. I can't believe the show is on TV.
5.5 million viewers.
That's crazy. It is so weird.
Is it good?
It's about these aliens that come down, and there's this family moves into a neighborhood that's filled with nothing but aliens, and they're the only human family.
It's one of those planned developments, you know, with the gate and everything, and he moved from New Jersey, and like, this is going to be great. We're going to be in this great neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, the aliens apparently bought the entire neighborhood, and a house went up for sale for some reason, and he got it.
Yeah, this family's so excited to move to the burbs, and they find out they're the only humans, and...
It's well written, Kelly. It's pretty funny.
It seems like it'd be something meant for the Disney Channel, though.
Yeah. It did 5.5 million viewers.
They look like humans?
Yeah.
They all look like humans, but it's like...
Otherwise, who would you get to play them?
Yeah. Right.
See, that's a problem.
Alf?
You're not really thinking like a TV producer. Because if you had to cast real aliens in the role, it'd be a very difficult
production.
Well,
he's saying like Alf, and E.T.
Yeah, you know, they could be in costume.
But the families are like, the mother's black, the father's white, the two children
That'll
are Asian and Hispanic. Yeah. I mean, that's how they do the family makeups.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like
they just inhabit bodies. It doesn't matter if they look right or not.
So 5.5 million viewers. For the Neighbors season finale.
Cool.
I'm missing out on something. And Kelly, I know you love game shows so much. There's a new one coming that everybody's excited about. NBC has a show in the pipeline called Hollywood Game Night, where everybody would play games with celebrities.
I always wanted to play win, lose, or draw because you got paired up with a celebrity, and that was your partner.
Or the Pyramid had that, too.
Or Password. Yeah. Anything that teams you up with a celebrity, I'm so much more excited about.
So when you hear that a game show is coming on, they're going to feature celebrities, don't you think it's going to be celebrities like Dancing with the Stars type celebrities?
Like the B and C and D.
Listen to this. Amy Poehler, Matthew Perry, Jason Bateman, Minnie Driver, Martin Short, Kristen Chenoweth, Molly Shannon, Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard. More celebrities expect to join later.
I'm telling you, people love games. That's one thing I miss about being part of a couple is doing game nights with other couples. It's fun. And I know it sounds corny.
He says the same thing.
I'm telling you, I know it sounds corny.
It's the number one reason guys don't walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
Guys get into it.
The minute you see I do, it breaks into game night at the church.
JC?
What? It does.
Yeah.
Do you like game night? Be honest. What did you do on New Year's Eve?
I played games.
Yeah. JC, don't.
Poor guy.
JC, don't admit it. Don't.
Yeah.
And did you have fun?
I enjoyed apples to apples.
See?
So Jane Lynch is hosting the show.
Who are you? Jane Lynch
is hosting the show, which means if you're a celebrity, you turn it down. It's because you hate lesbians. So you can't do that. You got to be on. You have to say yes.
Well, I'm sure they're just only going to be on there one time, though, right?
Yeah.
Each celebrity. And so
then,
that's why.
And then
easy.
Sean Hayes from Will and Grace.
He must be producing it.
He played Grace. No, he was Will. He's producing.
No, he was the best friend.
Oh, he was the best friend.
That guy, yeah.
Well, actually, Grace and Will were best friends. He was the other friend.
He'll probably appear on the show as well, since it was modeled after a game that Sean Hayes plays at his house. And that's how they got the idea for this. Yeah.
He's Jack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just Jack.
And it's going to be kind of different. It's not going to be like, you know, what's the capital of Brazil? It's going to be more like, put these pictures of Michael Jackson's faces in chronological order.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
Like, you know, here's before he had anything done.
Black Michael.
That kind of thing.
Beige Michael.
So they're
white
really
Michael.
Offbeat. Like, they're going to play a game we used to play. I wonder if they got it from us, which is how long will it take this rapper to cuss in his song?
Oh, that's fun.
Like 1 second, two seconds,
right.
5 seconds. So it's really different kind of topics.
That's
and that's
cool.
going to debut on NBC, they think, as a summer replacement
series. I will watch that.
This season.
That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sad I'm not a contestant.
You are.
You can.
You know how well I do on televised game shows.
Didn't do so good on Wheel of Fortune.
No, I did not.
Didn't do that great on Wheel of Fortune.
No. You freeze up?
Yeah.
I didn't freeze up. I just
Frozen. Wrong answer.
I wasn't scared. I just like, I don't know.
We got a game here called Kid Craddock Double My Pay, and it was played today by Norma Galvin, and she won $1,000. Did we double it? No. We wanted to, but she forgot to post on Twitter or Facebook today because her kids were sick, running around, and she had all kinds of, you know, reasons.
All these excuses.
Well, no, it's her money. It's her money she lost. I feel bad for her, but she gets $1,000 in cash. We'll do it again tomorrow. And here's one thing that's certain. If you don't sign up on Kid Nation, we're never going to call your name. That's and if we do, it's not you.
Never,
so,
ever.
So you got to sign up on KidNation.com in order for you to have a chance to win. You got to do that. That's part of the deal. All right, it's Kid Craddock in the morning, and something's not working here. Can I try it again?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're going to find out how Jenna feels about being the last in her group of friends to get engaged.
Ooh.
A lot of pressure on girls, never on guys.
No?
Like, you could have the 8 guys at the table at the sports bar, and over the course of 2 years, it could dwindle down to 7, 6, 5, 4 as the guys start hooking up and getting married.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, even when it's one guy, he's still not going, maybe I should get married. He's still not doing it. He's like, I need to find some new single friends now. But if you're a girl and you're the last one of all your friends to get engaged, you know what that means, Kelly. It means that no one loves you.
That's right.
Yep.
And you have no value as a person.
Exactly. Yeah. And you'll never have a baby.
See if Jenna feels that way.
Yeah.
When we come back, it's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Pack your bags, because Kid Craddock in the Morning wants to send you and a friend to fabulous Las Vegas, where you will enjoy a 3-night stay in the first ever Nobu Hotel at Caesar's Palace. That's right. It's a hotel inside a hotel. Plus, you'll get to attend the private star-studded grand opening party. Head to KidNation.com for details and to see more about the Nobu Hotel at Caesar's Palace, sending you to the entertainment capital of the world. It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.